Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in today's episode, we're going to be answering this question, which is from an ill mystery, and it is, when adding a link to an external website, is it best to do that in a comment? I know this is the case with Facebook, but what about LinkedIn? How consistently do you have to post before you start seeing reels or other posts have larger organic reach? So two questions to unpack. All right, let's actually break down the first one, which is about links. So we'll break down that one first, and then I was just making a note then so I can break down one, and then we'll break down the other. So the first one we talk about is links, okay? Are we trying to, where should you post links if you're trying to link your content out? Now, there is a very well-known concept within social media, which is that if you post links on social media, so let's say, like you say, Facebook, you post it in your content, that post is going to get less reach. It will be dampened. You're going to have a less reach on that post than you would if you were to post something that was completely organic. So this is why you see people who say you shouldn't really post Facebook, like the YouTube videos, for example, to Facebook. You should post the actual full video there yourself. Now there is something to point out with this, is that realistically, you've got to weigh up the pros and cons to what you're trying to do. So I do actually myself do post links in my content, and some of my content, I also post links in the comments as well on some of the content. So it's about knowing how and when you use it. One thing I would point out with this question is that oftentimes we can end up focusing on trying to be, what would the word be? We can go too deep down the rabbit hole and try and be the best on the platform instead of actually thinking about what our business needs are. And I see this happen quite often, very similar, by the way, with people who, there's some creators out there, wonderful people, who end up making tons of content on like reels and stuff, but they are using the text in the app, and then they're using text edited somewhere else because it's all about making sure that it's edited in the best way on the app because that has better reach. And the reality is the content just looks a bit scrappy and a bit messy, and because of that it looks a bit awful. Oftentimes with things like this you can get too sucked down the rabbit hole. Think about your business needs and then go from there. So I, for example, post this podcast is posted, the YouTube video of it is posted to my Facebook. I don't upload the video. I used to do that. I don't anymore. I just upload the podcast. If people want to click on it, they can click on it. I also do, though, upload organic content like reels and written posts that don't have links in them. Some of them might have links in the comments, but I don't get too concerned about it. Now, this is, by the way, the same across every platform. So LinkedIn, again, same thing. It's going to cause a problem if you are posting on LinkedIn. If you post on LinkedIn and then you put a link in there, people aren't going to like it. I, again, would recommend you put it in the comments if possible. Whatever you do, though, one thing that people don't realize with this is that if you are writing the link is in the comments, then actually that specific phrase has been picked up on the algorithm and they will still dampen the post because of it, because it's a smart software. People make me laugh when they're like, oh, they'll never know. Of course they'll know. Have you not used ChatGPT once? Like, you don't think this stuff is powering this AI and this texture like recognition software is not powering the back of all these other social media platforms? Of course it is. And so this is why it's so important that you know what you should and shouldn't be doing on it. Now, with this one, like I said, don't put link in the comments. Just put the link in the comment. I actually have it on this on YouTube. Every comment is pinned with the blueprint every single time. So I do think it's good to do that. I think sometimes if you have a lead magnet, and that's where I'd normally say a lead magnet, maybe a book a call, but you've got to also remember with this as a mortgage broker and anybody in financial services, the moment you put links, you are doing call to actions. This now becomes a financial promotion, especially if you're linking out to something that requires them to opt in via an email address or via actually contacting you. So again, you've got to be quite careful with this type of content. If you end up doing that, then you could end up becoming a little bit of a, it could be a little bit of a problem. Okay, that could be, in fact, it could be quite a large problem. So that's a big one to consider. Let's talk about the next question, the other part of the question you had, which was that how consistently do you have to post before you start seeing reels and other posts get larger organic reach? So this one is really important to understand, is that larger organic reach needs to be identified as subjective. So if you are trying to get that, that depends on everybody. It depends on what it is you're trying to achieve and what your idea of large organic reach is. If you think you're going to get millions of views, like absolutely loads of views, and you're just waiting for that video that's going to do that, chances are that's not going to be the case. Now, yeah, okay, we've seen them. There are people who on TikTok or on Facebook Reels, some on Instagram Reels, but not much, have had these one or two videos that have blown up. You do have the outliers out there, Glenn Russell and people like that, who wicked creator, great, good friend. And these guys, they are outliers. They are the exception, not the rule. But the vast majority of you, it depends on what you're going to ascertain as large organic reach or not. So a great example would be is most of my clients who are very successful have been going for a number of years, 300, 200, 300 views a video, not really much, but they make like multiple six figures off of that, like multiple six figures by themselves, one man band business. Some of them are making seven figures off of that. That really comes down to what your idea of success is. And I can tell you right now, views are not that. Views are not a good metric to what success should be at all. So there's no secret source of how long does it take. It could be tomorrow. You could make a video tomorrow, the first video you ever make, and it blow up. It could be like, it could be forever and it might never work in regards to views. But in regards to actually trying to make it successful in your business, I always say to people it takes around 18 months of consistent posting to start to build up that authority. 18 months is going to give people enough time to get to know you, to like you, to trust you, for people who are on their fixed rates to fall off and come to you. That you have to think about this in a larger picture with mortgages, and people don't think about this. You have this specific small window that you have people who are going to actually need a mortgage with you, a 6-month window in a 2 to 5 year period. And in that 6-month window, you've probably got 2 months in that 6 months where they're actually thinking about in the market for a mortgage. So you have to remember that it's going to take a long time for the breadth of all those people, all of the people, the scope of people to finally need a mortgage. It's going to take 5 years. That's genuinely, when we actually look at it, when we're realistic, it's going to take 5 years for everyone to go through that system. 5 years. Now, 18 months, why I say that is because that's how long it'll normally take for you to start to see some real movement and traction if you're consistent at posting. The hardest bit, by the way, with all of this stuff is that it never really is very noticeable. So the thing with, when you do this correctly, you shouldn't ever notice that it's changed. And then what you'll do is you'll wake up one day, and I have this conversation with my clients all the time. They'll go, we'll be 18 months in. They'll be like, or a year in, 18 months, oh, no, it doesn't feel like much has really happened. And then we'll sit down and we'll look and they're like, oh yeah, loads has happened. And that's the job, that's my job, and that's my overall outcome, is it shouldn't feel like work. It shouldn't feel like you've had to completely revolutionize everything you've done. It should feel like this is just normal. And when you feel like it's normal, you'll be successful at it, because that's when the success comes, when it feels effortless. And I think this is the thing, if you're looking for this, the silver bullet, the thing that's going to come and go, that's going to be the thing that makes my videos blow up. And when those videos blow up, all my worries and systems and like my problems are over. That's not going to be the case. I saw a post a couple of days ago from Glenn, again, superstar, and he said he had 300 leads generated from this one video. I know what that means. That means you're going to have a ton of... Glenn is a great guy with this. Glenn has a lot of systems and processes in place, which you have to do if you have that large reach. Most people who ask these questions do not have the systems and processes in place to be able to filter out that type of content, to be able to filter out the volume of unqualified leads, of poor quality leads, to get that. Glenn would have had 300. Of that 300, probably 30 would be good. Now, 30 leads is 30 good leads, so don't get me wrong, that's really good, but he's got to kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince. Not so much, because he's got systems and processes in place, but it's very hard to do those, and he spent years putting those in place. This is the type of thing you have to think of. Instead, I would personally just focus, just get your content out, keep being consistent, just show up day in, day out. Don't be sidetracked by the next shiny thing. That's the bit that's going to hold you back. If you are making a reel, and this is what I have people go, I've been uploading consistently for 2 years, and then I go through and I'm like, no, you haven't, because you've changed the type of content you create. it's not consistent. If you were doing lives, then you move to reels, then you move to carousels, that's not consistent. That's inconsistently breaking the content. Okay, that's not a consistent piece of content. That's the opposite. Consistent is I did reels and I've done reels for 18 months. I did a live stream and then a live stream for 18 months. Build upon it. I've been podcasting for years. That's why it looks the way it looks, why all the different angles happen. It's took years. It's not an overnight thing. Okay? So if you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.